This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Ladies and gentlemen, to What's On Your Mind, the most listened to radio program, and we welcome back the one, the only, Todd, the radio god, Mitchell.
Just had to chime in, didn't I?
Well, I'm glad you did. I was welcoming you back.
Well, thank you.
And all our fine listeners. We missed
you,
Todd.
Feels like it's been a month since I've been here.
How you doing?
Oh, man, all 10, ready to go.
10 rested and ready, are you?
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect.
Nothing like going and sitting in a place in Nassau, Bahamas, and in walks in a Go Bison t-shirt.
Isn't it amazing?
Stellar.
You can't escape it.
Oh, man.
Can't escape it. Way to go.
It's a good thing I swallowed what I was drinking. I had to spray it all over the room. They started laughing. I'm like, oh, my God, you're kidding me. I'm in Nassau in the Bahamas, and look what walks in, a Go Bison shirt. He looks at me, what? Like, we're from North Dakota, and there's a couple from North Dakota, from Grand Forks, and then I met a family of four from Gackle, and I'm like, it's a small world after all.
I told the listeners about your dancing with folks from Gackle, and...
I wasn't dancing.
Some waiter with some funny thing on his head.
Oh, every night on the ship, the waiters do some sort of dance or sing along or something like that, and... And so just popping it up here. So one night it was this, and the kids of the two daughters of the family from Gackle got up and started dancing with him, and I threw it on my page on Facebook, and you could pop on there and check it out. But so yeah, so it was a lot of fun, and you know what? Sometimes you just got to get away. And even if this wasn't the big bitter winter from which to escape, it was still fun to get away for a little while.
Darn right. Darn right. So, folks, Todd's back. We got a little celebration to undertake now with Todd, the radio god, Mitchell back, and need you to, you know, welcome him back to the program after vacation and tell us what's on your mind today on the program. We are brought to you today by the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future. Power you can depend on rests with the Supreme Court right now and a court of the Clean Power Plan. It's unbelievable. To go to court to defend affordable, reliable energy. There's just nothing.
What?
And all in the name of...
That's like wanting clean water. I mean, what's the opposite side of the issue?
You know, it's what it is you've got a bunch of people who, number one, have a, I would call it a jihadist view towards industry that they believe is causing... climate change. By the way, in 1996, the average mean temperature on Earth was 58.7 degrees. But because of man's destructive influences and all the horrible things the EPA hates, like coal-fired power plants, the Earth's average temperature now is a terrifying... Wait. It's exactly the same, 58.7 degrees.
As soon as you said terrifying,
it's a terrifying
feeling, right?
58.7 unchanged degrees, I guess. Yeah. So thanks to Al Gore and the rest of the progressive agenda-driven liars. It's unbelievable. It really is. And so anyway, thankfully there are cooler heads that are prevailing, and a few of them are on the Supreme Court to stop all this. And yet there's battles that will still need to be waged. The bottom line is this. Find out what's happening. Inform yourself. Get the facts. Engage on the, you know, clean power plan. Because when you really sit down with somebody and say, hey, electricity rates will necessarily skyrocket. The grid will be less reliable. And then let me take you down here and show you what we get through all that pain. Nada. Zippo. The industry is investing billions and billions of dollars. Coal is getting cleaner. It's working. They're just keep moving the bar. It's the Charlie Brown goalpost deal, right? Take the ball. I mean, it's that's what's going on because they don't want any of that achievement. They want an industry weakened. and really gone. And right now what the Clean Power Plan would require is a power plant to shut down. Think of the jobs. Think of the impact. So that's why we encourage you to be a part of the Coalition for a Secure Energy Future and find out more at secureenergyfuture.org. On the program, the telephone number we ask you to call to weigh in on the news of the day is 800-228-0550. I have a special little project I want to undertake today. First of all, full disclosure. Every day, every single day on this program, I might make a comment about something. Yesterday,
really?
Prime example, I made a comment about the fact that I thought the headlines and some of the reporting related to the officer involved in a incident with someone who was menacing a neighborhood with a shotgun, who was shot by the officer. You know, Bismarck police officer kills. I didn't care for that. I didn't like how that was portrayed. I didn't think it was accurate. I mean, it was accurate in the sense of, did one person die at the hands of the police officer? Yes. Why? Because that individual had a shotgun that they were trying to terrorize somebody else with and wouldn't stop when asked to stop. So that's what happens. That happens. One sure way to avoid that. Listen to what the officer says when he says, put down your gun, get on the ground, put your hands up. All right? Nobody called about that. That's fine. That's just perfectly fine. Next breath, I said, I wonder if it isn't time for Marco Rubio to drop out. I'm really starting to think that what Rubio and Kasich have in the way of a path to the nomination is very, very tough. Yet what they're doing is preventing Ted Cruz from having a shot at it. And so maybe it's time. And a lot of people called about that. That's fine. But this show is called What's on Your Mind. So when I bring something up, I'm just telling you what's on my mind. I'm just sharing it for a conversation. But I'm not telling you that I want to drive the conversation that way. I want you to start every program of What's on Your Mind ready to talk about what it is that is most important to you at that very moment. It doesn't have to be what I'm revved up about. So when I say the following about one thought I had for today's program, since we're in a little bit of a limbo period here in the presidential race, I mean, things are changing all the time, but we have the set of primaries today, the biggest prize being Michigan. And then we have the March 15th, that's Ohio, Florida, and a lot will be decided. And we'll have a pretty good sense. We are in the next 10 days here going to know who the nominee is going to be or whether we're going to have to wait till the convention to find out who the nominee is going to be, in my mind. But we're in a little bit of a pause here right now, okay? I wanted to know if you were voting today for the Republican candidate for governor in North Dakota, who would you vote for? Would you vote for Wayne Stengem, the attorney general? Would you vote for Rick Becker, the plastic surgeon and state rep? Would you vote for Doug Burgum, the entrepreneur? Who would you vote for out of that group today? Kind of curious because, quite honestly, a lot of people in the circles I run in are buzzing about this race. And so I assume you are as well, and I don't know, just or maybe not, I don't know. But I'm kind of curious. If you had to vote today, who would you vote for the governor's race? That's my big question of the day today on What's on Your Mind. But Todd, does that mean everybody who calls needs to talk about who they're going to vote for governor today on the program?
No.
Thank you very much. It does not mean that. Yeah. So my little What's on Your Mind 101 has been successful, you think? It is.
So far.
Penetrated your cranium? I said it sensibly. I didn't bumble it up or anything like that.
No,
we're good. We're good. We're good like that?
I think we're good like that.
All right. Yeah, I'm kind of curious. I want to know. We do have a guest later in the program. You know what that means? We've got some lines ready to find out what's on your mind here today, which could literally be what's on your mind. Or it could be, if you had to vote today, here's who I'd vote for. And you got to give me, you don't have to, but I'd like to find out why. I'm for Stengem because, you know, he's been there, done that. It's his turn. I'm for Burgum because he's a business leader. Look what he did to take that little company, Great Plains, and ultimately sell it to Microsoft for $1 billion, you know. I'm for Rick Becker. He's the most conservative, whatever it might be. Andy Merck is going to join us a little later on in the program. He's an auctioneer for Piper's Auction and Realty. I have noticed, and the reason I asked Andy to come on is maybe I've got this wrong, but I see a lot of machinery auctions going on. A lot of machinery auctions. I haven't seen a lot of those for a long time. You know, the growers, ranchers out there, you probably know better than I. But what's going on there? And also, I'm curious, given commodity prices, have land prices come down considerably? Because they do a lot of land auctions. So I just want to know. I want to know. And so I'm inviting that guest on. But in the meantime, we have a lot of time to chat. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, and studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. So, Bob in West Hope, you're first to go. I have lines open behind Bob on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Dial us up at 800-228-0550. Bob, what do you want to talk about?
About gas prices.
About your musical talents and gas prices. All right,
that's
we're doing that
signature
next.
Signature thing there.
Yeah, don't go away. Bob's next.
We want to know what's on your mind, so call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
For 30 years, the North Dakota Family Alliance has been the leading voice for traditional family values and religious freedom right here in North Dakota. Hi, I'm Tom Fryer with the Family Alliance. While the entertainment industry, the mainstream media, and many of the loudest voices in society seek to erode the legacy of strong families, the Family Alliance believes strong, healthy, natural families are our best hope for a better future in government, in education, in churches, and in all areas of life. Will you join us? For more information, go to ndfa.org.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too. Vince is with us to tell us about every day made better with Hot Spring Spas. How and why?
Well, the difference, Scott, is water. What's the difference between our planet and all the other planets? Water. 70% of the Earth is water. 60% of our bodies, water. 80% of our blood, water. 90% of our lungs, water. Our first 9 months of life, water. The fact of the matter is, everything about us is based on water. So it should be no surprise when I say you recover wet, you live dry. You recover 25 times faster in water by three things, basically. One, it frees you from gravity. Unless you work for NASA, this is the only place you get to escape gravity. And what that does for you, it relieves pressure on the joints and the muscles. It physically relieves tension throughout the body, which gets rid of stress. You have hydrostatic pressure, which increases circulation. Matter of fact, there's 60,000 miles of blood flowing through your body, 1 trillion cells, and without good circulation, they start. That means bad stuff in, good stuff kept out. That's where 90% of all illness begins. So the fact that you're sitting in hot water improves that circulation 121%, which your body recovers 25 times faster.
Folks, it's all about better health, and winter is a beautiful time. It is a great time to try it. You're going to love it. Nothing like it. I love it. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at FargoHotSprings.com or stop and see them on South Washington and Grand Forks, Kirkwood Mall, Bismarck, or next to Spitfire in West Fargo.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
One of the classic lines ever from Dennis Miller, who is the manufacturer of many classic lines. He's one of the funniest guys on the planet Earth, I think. And it's so quick, it's hard to keep up with. When I saw him and Bill O'Reilly together. I mean, I had to go to one knee. I was laughing so hard. It was unbelievable. Anyway, his line yesterday I heard said, hey, if Bernie Sanders becomes president, does that mean my pillow becomes our pillow?
Oh, my God.
I absolutely love it. I think that's all the more reason you need a four-for-one in case you have to share when Bernie Sanders gets across the finish line. And we have a great new deal now from MyPillow. Judy told me a story. She said, I wrote us a note, actually. I had failed neck surgery. And this is the first pillow I found that actually can help maintain the correct position. So I'm finally not tossing and turning all night. I can adjust it. I can take it with me when I travel. I love it. Take it from Judy. This is the real deal. The four-for-one deal is back. The classic four-pack combo, only $99.98. You receive two classic pillows and two go-anywhere pillows, a savings of $160. 800-506-9028. Or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott to get that deal. All right? There you go. We are doing a What's on Your Mind poll today. We're enlisting our fine audience to get a sense of where the governor's race is at today, the Republican nomination battle. Of course, it'll be at the convention first. Doug Burgum has said, if I don't receive the endorsement of the Republican delegates, then I'll go on to the primary. That'll be in June. If you had to vote for today for the Republican candidate for governor of North Dakota, does Wayne Stengem, Doug Burgum, or Rick Becker get your vote? Please tell me. 800-228-0550. But that's not what's on Bob's mind. No, sirree. Bob and Westhope, thank you for regaling us with that fine introduction earlier. Your signature. We appreciate that.
Okay. Anyway, am I on?
You are, sir.
Okay. I just can't figure out why these gas prices have went down to $1.59, which I predicted, and then it's going to start climbing back up. But why didn't it wait until this fall to start climbing up? And what is the deal that they have to get up just about to $2 already?
Okay, first of all, can we stipulate that we have gas prices at a very reasonable price right now?
Oh, yes. It's reasonable.
Okay,
at least the winter is about over with, so you don't have to stand there by the pump and take forever as the dollars add up, but the gallons ain't.
Yeah. I think we tend to kind of be the kind of people who, you know, if somebody gives us a free Cadillac, we say, you know, one's nice, but two would be better. So I think we have to recognize it's a gift, right? It's a pretty good deal. And by the way, it's a gift. Thank you to American Shale. I mean, American shale and the production that's happened has resulted in that. Now, the prices come down and they go back up, and actually oil prices have bounced back up. So with that, the prices come back up. I also understand there's some sort of a refinery disruption.
I thought maybe that's what they were doing, had to recondition some of them refineries and shut one down or something. And I thought
that's the biggest problem. Because, again, we don't build refineries. We do in North Dakota. They have to be under a certain threshold and for diesel. But those are the first refineries built in the United States since the mid-70s.
Yeah.
You know, so it's and why? Because of the onerous regulation that they require out of it.
Yeah.
And, so there's a lot of reasons. I really believe, with every fiber of my being, and I know a lot of the audience are going to shriek right now when I say this, and that's fine. You can throw something at me. I don't believe there's a bunch of people in a smoke-filled room trying to screw you by ratcheting up gas prices. I mean, if you look at what the margins are on gas prices, Fargo, for instance, everybody compares the gas price to Fargo, and Fargo is one of the, I think I've heard, top three, top five most competitive gasoline markets in the country. Okay?
What was it one time down there, I think it was over in the eastern part of the state, it lasted for about an hour or 45 minutes, gas was 5 cents a gallon.
Well, I didn't hear about that particular one. There's promotions like that all the time.
Okay.
That happened. But, you know, the gas prices are generally low, and it's for a lot of reasons. One, there's two wholesalers to buy from, you know, where two pipelines come in here. So, you know, if you don't treat me right, I can go to that guy. You don't have that in Bismarck, right? So you've got less of a – and there's competitors here that are just crazy. Mills Fleet Farm and Flying J does it sometimes too. Some others bring prices down, and then the others have to do it. So –
yeah,
it happens here like it does in other places. But I would not kick a gift horse in the mouth right now. I'd say it's not too bad. I just don't believe that anybody's colluding, and I believe if they were, we would know that. We really would
Before we get cut off here, I got a friend here laying on the floor. I think he wants to talk to you.
Well, I'd like to talk to him. What's his name?
Herman.
Herman, yeah. What's Herman have to say?
Herman! Come here! He says hi and hello and how's the weather down there?
Good. I would take Herman to the doctor. Sounds like a pretty bad cold, but other than that, it was
well, ask Todd what my nickname is.
Crazy Bob.
Oh, Crazy Bob. Yeah, no, we don't. I know they call you that on other shows, but Bob, here, we're just going to call you Bob, okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Oh, wait a minute. Now, if he calls himself Crazy Bob, I mean, should we respect
but
that?
I'm not going there. Bob, thanks for the call. I appreciate it.
And
all
have
the best
fun.
To the millions in West Hope. We love hearing from you. Cody and Bismarck, what's next on your next? What's on your mind?
Oh, I just want to answer the question on the governor's race. I'd vote for Rick Becker. I'm a millennial, and I don't think Wayne Stengel really understands us, the future of North Dakota. And he didn't answer that question at the debate about why he was opposed to that bill that against the federal overreach on firearms. He just kind of blew it off during the debate, and that kind of really irked me.
I'm trying to remember that. Do you remember who asked it?
Yeah, Rick Becker called him out on it. He said, hey, you know, Wayne Stengel said this bill deserves to die. And then you asked him and said, hey, well, you should answer that.
Oh, that's right.
He answered the question from prior, and then he kind of just didn't answer it. So
yeah, that's the one where he talked about Gary Nelson and John Dorso being co-sponsors of the bill that he sponsored, which he, right? No, that was a pro-life question.
It was the firearm one that he answered about, like, concealed weapons, but he never really went back to Becker calling him out on that. So I really wanted to hear that answer, and since he didn't answer it, it kind of
you made
threw
your
me
decision.
Off a little bit. I'll go with Rick Becker today.
Now, tell everybody, not just Rick Becker, but everybody, or Doug Bergerman, excuse me, Wayne Stengel, what it takes to to understand a millennial. You said you thought Rick Becker understood millennials best.
Well, I think the biggest thing for us for millennials is that we are more liberty-minded than people realize. I mean, we want more freedoms, and that's kind of the thing that our generation keeps pushing for. Now, a lot of the millennials don't understand that real freedom comes from being a conservative. They think that the Democratic Party can just hand them these freedoms. They don't realize you have to work for it, you have to maintain it. And I think when you give the idea that you're going to make this North Dakota's economy more free, our personal liberties are going to be less intruded on by the federal government or state government, that it's going to make a better business and personal climate for the state of North Dakota.
Interesting. All right, Cody, I appreciate that. Thank you. Love hearing from millennials and getting their perspective. So appreciate anybody in the younger generations, honestly. So thanks for that. Glad you're engaged in the gubernatorial race. Our first vote for Rick Becker. Steve, traveling Highway 2, wants to talk Ted Cruz. We'll do that when we come back. Plus, want you to take a vote on who you'd like for governor on What's on Your Mind. Call us.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming 2016 machinery auctions feature the following harvest equipment: a 9770 STS combine, only 500 hours; two 2013 S680 John Deere combines with only 900 hours; a Brent 1594 1600 bushel grain cart; and four newer John Deere headers, and much, much more. For detailed information on these items and many more, log on to Piper's.com.
Western North Dakota's home for Chevy is Pucklett Chevrolet. Now, Eastern North Dakota's home for Chevy, Buick, and GMC is Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. That's right, a legendary name in Western North Dakota is now a statewide market leader. And coming soon, our brand new state-of-the-art showroom and service center in Valley City. You drive, we'll ride with you at Pucklett Chevrolet in Bismarck and Pucklett Chevrolet, Buick, GMC in Valley City. Shop online at PucklettChevrolet.com or PucklettValleyCity.com.
Piedmont attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
This This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's hardship program. Call 800-272-9128. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-272-9128. That number, 800-272-9128. Call now, 800-272-9128.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
For governor, take our quick poll here at 800-228-0550 or tell us what's on your mind today. Brought to you in part by PVE Scheffler. They have a title mapping team there that provides their clients with a collaborative team of attorneys, surveyors, GIS specialists, industry experts that provide complete title mapping and management solutions. So don't take any chances. Get the right property details and sensitive features to eliminate boundary disputes and landowner conflict. PVE Scheffler will identify challenges early, minimize risk that result in a solid position for your project. Call Jeff Holcomb at 701-628-4554, 701-628-4554, or check them out online at pvescheffler.com. Emailer here says, this is from John, referring to Todd, seeing the folks with the bison shirt down there on vacation. He was at a beaches resort at Turks in the Caribbean late January. While wearing a bison shirt, he had five different people holler, "Go Bison." Bison nation everywhere, says John from Bowman. That's what he says.
Love it.
You ought to try wearing a Sioux shirt, John, and you'll be inundated. You'll be the most popular person ever.
Okay. All right. Yeah. Homer. Such a homer.
But I'm telling you, they are. I've done similar. It's funny. It's hilarious where you can do that. So it's great to know that the Bison are in the game, too. Speaking of the Bison, let me give them a compliment. My gosh, what a game last night in the Summit League championship game. The championship is tonight on ESPN2. But last night, incredible game. Absolutely incredible. Do you know the Bison won, Todd? Guess how long they led for in that game, out of the entire basketball game.
How much?
4 seconds.
Guess
how much they led by.
Hmm.
Their biggest lead.
What?
1 point.
1 point. Hey,
they led by 1 point.
W is a W, as they say in sports.
4 seconds, and they win. It's, you can't make that up.
That's
it's unbelievable.
It takes, you know?
Yeah, so it was that was pretty cool. Anyway, let's get back to the phones here at 800-228-0550 on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Steve, traveling Highway 2. What's on your mind, Steve?
Well, I was wondering, nobody has brought up the issue, and whether it's an issue or not, I'm not sure, but why Ted Cruz doesn't go by his supposed given name of Raphael.
I don't know. I mean, do you have a theory on why that is?
No, I don't know. I would think that you have to use your proper name. That may not be correct, but why wouldn't you have to use your proper name when you're running for office?
I don't know the answer to that either, but you're right.
I didn't either.
Yeah, Ralph. Yeah, that's true. What was Mitt's?
I can't believe Trump hasn't brought it up.
What was Mitt's again?
I'm sorry, what?
Mitt Romney had a big, long, fancy name that wasn't Mitt.
Willard.
It was Willard, that's
Willard,
right.
Mitt Romney.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Ted is, you don't have to.
Well, his middle name is Edward, and so he goes by Ted, I guess, and that's not unusual. You know, so he could be just using, you know, the nickname Ted for his middle name. My middle name is actually Scott, Scott, and I use that for mine.
Mm-hmm. But you're not running for office either.
That's
but,
true. That's
either
true.
Was,
yeah.
But Romney was, of course. But I just was wondering, I've never heard anybody bring it up, and I thought, you know, just was of interest that he doesn't use his given first name in politics, apparently. He didn't. I would take it he wasn't happy with the name Raphael.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, if your middle name's Edward, you've been called Ted all your life, you've run for office as Ted, I don't know that I'd read too much into that. Have you got a horse in that race, Steve?
No. I just was wondering, because of finding that out, why, if there, apparently there are no rules or regulations or something on that.
Well,
I know when I go to do something, I have to get my property. The name, usually.
Yeah, again, Edward is his middle name. And, you know, it's sort of like Robert Bob, you know, Edward Ted. So. Steve, appreciate the call. Thank you. I'm not seeing the boogeyman you are there, but, you know, I don't know. Maybe others are. Kathleen says, Rick Becker is my vote for governor. The whole country is tired of career politicians, so no to Wayne. All right. We're doing a little gubernatorial poll here. Just a little, I don't know what you call this. Flash poll, we'll call it, right? Quick poll.
Question for you.
Yes, Manny.
Going back to the Ted Cruz thing with Steve's call, isn't Mitt Romney's real name Willard?
Yes. Did you miss that? Todd pointed that out.
Okay.
Yeah.
I might have been looking down.
He did, and that's what I'm saying. I don't know that it's any big deal. But,
I don't know why that's a big deal. Yeah.
Yeah, I remember that Mitt Romney didn't use his real first name, but I didn't remember what the name was.
Gerald Ford's birth name was Leslie King.
There you go. So
you can trick your friends with this one. Which former U.S. president was once a king?
Oh, pretty good. Caleb in Burlington, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. By the way, the phone number is 800-228-0550. That's 800-228-0550. And we have lines open behind Caleb. So if you have a vote for who you want to be governor or to share whatever's on your mind, let us have it today. Caleb, take it away. How are you?
Well, thank you. I'm actually just eligible to vote. I turned 18 last year, and my vote's going to go to Rick Becker at the Republican convention. So,
all right,
I think he's a really good conservative candidate that we need, and if we can get the vote out for those Republican delegates at Fargo in April, that would be great.
Are you going to be a delegate by chance?
I am, yep. Me and my mom, so.
Well, that's pretty cool. Now, is your mom a Becker backer, too?
Yep, she's a Becker backer. Yep.
Is she? Yeah.
So, yeah.
I borrowed that from a candidate in Minnesota, Jeff Becker, who ran for the legislature down there. You always use that his campaign signs and buttons that said Becker backer. So,
yeah, that's a good one. I like that. I think this is gonna be my mom and I's first time being delegates, and we're gonna enjoy it. And it's a really neat way to multiply your voice rather than one voice in, you know, a couple. Tens of thousands, you're one voice in no more than 2,000 at the convention to choose who gets on the ballot. So,
interesting. So what do you care about most as an 18-year-old voting for the first time?
Well, that's a good question. I would say adherence to limited government in getting the government out of economics and education, and as well as them preserving the rights to life, liberty, and pursuit of happiness through the abortion measures. And I think his opposition to abortion in all cases, no exception, is actually something that we need, you know, because it is a life. And, you know, taking away a life is a pretty big deal.
Yeah, I don't know that he's held that position for long because obviously he voted against some of the legislation. But I love the fact, by the way, it doesn't matter. People can change and come to learn about the issue, pay attention to it, and maybe you wouldn't as a plastic surgeon, and maybe you wouldn't as a freshman legislator, but so you vote, and then somebody sits you down and says, hey, you know, what about this, what about that? And then to have now the most coherent position on the pro-life side, I think, is admirable of Rick, actually.
I got to talk to him, actually, at a talk in Minot, and he was telling people that his personal views of leaning toward conception is most sensible, but he said regardless of his personal views, he'd rather oppose abortion in all cases and risk you know, infringing on reproductive rights or whatever, rather than going the other way and risking taking away a life that really is there. So he said absolutely, as a governor, he would oppose abortion 100% from the legislative perspective.
Caleb, appreciate the call. We'll mark you down. Glad, again, another youngster in the process, paying attention. That's a good thing. Emailer says, Ted Cruz doesn't use his given name because his dad is Raphael, just like Scott Hennin. Well, that's true. I mean, because my parents gave me Jerry as the first name. That was my dad's name. But I never was called Jerry, ever.
Otherwise, you get two people turning around going, what?
Yeah, what's funny is they clearly intended me to be in the radio business growing up because my folks were in the business. So whenever I asked, well, why was I Scott instead of Jerry? Well, you know, we didn't want, you know, somebody calls us Jerry there. Which Jerry? You know, I'm like, yeah. Literally when I'm born, you're deciding that, you know, we're going to be having a confusing situation when somebody calls the radio station, for crying out loud. But that's what they gave me. So, John, thank you for pointing that out. I think you're right. Probably the same deal. The emailer goes on to say, what about Mary Catherine Heidi Heitkamp? Same deal.
Mm-hmm.
And Willard Romney, which we pointed out. Not an issue. Not an issue, they say. I'm totally in agreement. I'm going to stop wasting airtime on considering it's an issue because it's not. Jeb is not his proper name either, says another emailer. Okay, stop. Who you want for governor and what else is on your mind? 800-228-0550, our telephone number. Rick Becker is out to an early lead here over Doug Burgum and Wayne Stengem. Republican candidates for governor. Convention coming up in less than a month, April 1st in Fargo. Then one of the candidates has said, regardless of what happens at the convention, I'm going to the primary. That's in June. So you have some choices here, whether you're at the convention, whether you are a primary voter. How do you vote? Tell us. Emailer says, no doubt you've heard and admired the stories of Nancy Reagan's protectiveness of Ronnie's presidency and how Ronnie wasn't able to function after 3 days without Nancy by his side. Here's the test. How would you react to Michelle Obama being as protective of Barack's presidency? And what would you think of Obama's inability to function without Michelle by his side? Just a revealing little exercise for you. I don't know what to make of that. Well, maybe I'll leave that to the listeners. I think when you're talking about Ronnie being able to function, I think a lot of that was folklore, right? Clearly they were inseparable in the sense of husband and wife, and he loved her being with him. I do too. If I go on a trip, I wish my wife could be along. Doesn't always happen that way. We have kids. She has a job. You know, I mean, it can't always happen that way. But I'm a happier person. I'm a more content person, and I would argue probably even more functional when my better half is at my side. I think that was the same way. I think, you know, the people that were critical of that act like he was some sort of a dunce, and but for her, you know, he would have just been, you know, like bumping into walls and shaking his hand in the mirror. You know, I don't buy the mainstream media narrative of Ronald Reagan. Therefore, if I get sucked into, well, if it was okay for Ronnie to have that, then why isn't it okay for Brock to have that? Then I'm just playing a game. And I'm not fond of games. Why are these people talking to you and not me, Manny? Like, did I offend them in some way? What's going on? We have all these people that are on the phone. Manny's talking to them, but I don't have a name. I don't have a town. So I can't visit with them. And I don't. Todd, was it something I said?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Or it could be they just want to, you know, maybe they want to rip into Manny.
Well, Manny will
pay attention. We already said the Willard thing.
Manny will have a full report in just a moment. So we'll have that and more of your votes on the gubernatorial race. 800-228-0550. Don't go away.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
Hi, this is Troy from CNC Farms of Donnybrook. We're your registered and certified seed dealer. At CNC Farms, we pride ourselves in providing top quality and a wide variety of seed. We offer forage barley, oats, millet, 40-10 forage peas, forage mixes, malt barley, flax, durum, chickpeas, green and yellow peas, spring wheat, winter wheat, alfalfa, pasture mixes, beans, and much more. Online at ccseedfarm.com, your registered and certified seed dealer of Donnybrook. Call CNC Farms, 701-482-7865.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
We're visiting with David Donahue from Valley Imports. He's a Mercedes-Benz specialist, and he has always loved cars.
Some people are sports people. Some people are computer people. I'm a car person.
Those cars are amazing, aren't they, those Mercedes-Benz vehicles?
They're great. Every design aspect of those vehicles has a purpose, and it's all about safety.
How do you try to make the shopping experience easy for a customer?
I just want them to feel comfortable. When I look at the showroom floor, I look at that as my second home. If somebody were to come into my house, I want them to feel that same way.
Growing up, you spent some time in Breckenridge and Sisseton.
Mm-hmm.
Nowadays, you're starting to see some Mercedes-Benz vehicles driving through there, aren't you?
Yeah. We're not that far up the road to be able to come and get your vehicle serviced.
Anybody ever come back and say, gosh, I paid too much money for this thing?
Nope. Not once.
Visit David and all the great people at Valley Imports just north of West Acres Mall at the corner of 40th Street and 4th Avenue. Call them at 800-676-7667 or go to valleyimports.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Business is booming at Polar Service Center's Kildare and Williston locations. Talked to them yesterday, and they said, Scott, guess what? Time to get some more tank trailer mechanics and service techs up here at our locations in both Kildare and Williston. So, again, I've talked about this before, but $32 an hour. And add to that some incredible benefits. If you're in Kildare, a housing allowance still. So there's a lot of reasons to pick up the phone and just learn more about this. Great company to work for, Polar Service Center. They are fantastic. They've taken this downturn in oil prices and expanded and doing more full bumper-to-bumper mechanical work now on the entire truck, not the tank trailer. And, of course, they're the best of the best when it comes to tank trailers and tank parts. If you're interested in one of these gigs, tank trailer mechanic, service technician, at Polar Service Center, Williston, or Kilbier location. Call Terry right now, 507-696-1164. That's 507-696-1164. You got a loved one in this line of work, wants a great job? Call Terry, 507. That's his cell phone number. He's one of the VPs of the company, and that's how seriously he takes new talent. Do a little pre-screen for you and get you right into the system. 507-696-1164. A lot of our listeners up there working for the good folks at Polar Service Center. Rod in Minot, you're next on the Cloverdale Big Flavor Hotline. Hi, Rod.
Hi. Yes, I choose Becker for governor.
Another Becker. All right. That's Rod, tell me a little why. If you looked at all these candidates, you got Wayne Stengem, you got Doug Burgum, and Rick Becker. How'd you settle on Rick?
Yeah, Becker. Yeah. I think Becker will make some cuts for North Dakota. That's why I'm choosing him. Senior citizen.
So when you say cuts, as a senior citizen, you want a little more fiscal constraint on spending?
Yeah. Yeah, he can cut a lot of things, I think, out of the budget.
What would you cut, Rod, if you were governor for a day?
Well, there's a lot of things that are extra in there, and that's what I like to have him cut them out. And he knows what they are. I've talked to him.
All right, Rod, appreciate the call. Thanks. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. Kristen says, Scott, went to New York with you. Well, a good memory from December. Wow, was that fun. She says, I'm supporting Rick Becker. Best candidate of the three by far. Have a great day. All right. The Beckers are robustly participating in our quick flash poll here. Others is welcome. Carmen says, Rick Becker is the only clear choice if you want to back away from the rhino spending extravaganza and return to some semblance of sanity when it comes to government intrusion in education and picking winners and losers, i.e. crony capitalism and not what you know, but who you know, grants and public private partnerships, among other things. He's truly the only conservative candidate running in the governor's race. All right. Did I mark that one down here? I don't think so. Got a little tally going. I'm on it. Right here. All right. Here is a caller that called in during the break about a discussion earlier on gas prices.
Okay. You know, every time somebody calls in saying something about the gas prices in Bismarck, the first thing you say is, well, Fargo is a more competitive market than Bismarck. Sure, okay, I get it. But when you go to Max, you go to Garrison, you go to Harriet, South Dakota, you go to just about all these little towns outside of Fargo or Bismarck or whatever, their gas prices are cheaper than Bismarck. It has nothing to do with Fargo's price. It's the price in Bismarck.
Okay, let me try and explain this the best of my ability. And call back if you want to disagree with us. Anybody else can, too. If I'm in Bismarck and I sell gas, and I have, a number of competitors out there, okay, I look at what they sell the gas for. Right? In other words, if I sell lawnmowers, and I put $100 lawnmowers up on a big sign, what's the guy across the street going to do? He sees my price. Two things he could do. He could say, I'm going to sell them for $90, and I'll have everybody coming to my place. Maybe he doesn't make any money. Or he could say, he's selling them for $100, I'll sell them for $100. He'll sell a few, I'll sell a few. The Bismarck gas station owners clearly have decided, you know what? We want decent margins. We're not going to just, nobody sparks a gas war. If you want gas prices to be lower in Bismarck, here's what I'd do. I'd get it in the business. And I think what folks in Fargo, sorry to use the comparison again, would tell you, it's no fun. Because there are no margins, and you have to make it up in selling bread and milk and Mike and Ike's. Okay, you don't make it in gas. So this isn't complicated. People put what their price is, and they choose. The competitors choose what they're going to price. Going to sell. And if I'm Steel in Sterling and Washburn or whatever. Maybe I want some of that business because they know it's more expensive when they get down there, so they bring in more business. I mean, again, it's just a free market at work. It is the free market at work deciding what am I going to charge for a product that I sell. Now, the only reason I compare to Fargo often is because a lot of people themselves say, why is gas X in Bismarck and X in Fargo? And I always say, well, there's two sources on the wholesale side. There are a lot of competitors that are not in Bismarck, and that's the reason that it's different. To your point, you know, same deal there. Yes, it's cheaper in the outlying area. It's because those people decide they want to sell it for cheaper. And maybe they're owned by a co-op and they're member-owned and they want to, you know, not make as much. That's the decision they're making. It's just a free market thing. It's not a boogeyman, in my view. Tell me if I'm wrong.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Louis L'Amour once said, quote, "We who pass do not own this land, but we will use it. We will hold it briefly in trust for those yet to come. We must not reap without seeding. We must not take from the earth without replacing," unquote. The Northwest Landowners Association understands the importance of industry in North Dakota. Still, we want the land protected and the owners respected. Go to nwlandowners.com. Northwest Landowners was established to maintain a balance in resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com for more information. That's nwlandowners.com. NWLandowners.com.
Are you tired of the cold this winter? Are you prepared for the next blizzard or snowstorm? What will you do when the power and heat go off? That could be our future. Fortress Clothing's Bug Out Bag with our head-to-toe solution is your one-step answer to survival in the cold. It doesn't expire, it doesn't go bad, it's lightweight and mobile, and it doesn't just sit on the shelf waiting for an emergency. You can use Fortress today. Be warm and comfortable if you or your family work in the cold. Be warm and comfortable while you play, hunt, fish, camp, ski, paraglide, go sledding with the family, or just shovel the walks. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com is the answer. Your emergency preparedness solution to the cold. Your solution to working or playing in the cold. Visit us at FortressClothing.com and enter RADIO. Buy now and receive your 20% off discount. You will never be cold again. FortressClothing.com. It could save your life one day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.